Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1068, for Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. This is the GTS Distribution Edition, a monthly look at the top-selling board games according to that distributor. This is for the month of November. Debuting at number 10, the 2011 game, which is rather awkwardly named, Dungeons & Dragons Wrath of Ashardalon Board Game by Peter Lee and Bill Slavicek, published by Wizards of the Coast. No, I do not know why a 14-year-old game is showing up here for the first time. Re-entering the top 10, actually last month it was number 11, the month before it was number 8, up to number 9 is Flip 7. It's a lot of numbers. Eric Olson is the designer. The Op Games is the publisher. Debuting at number 8, Clank Catacombs Underworld by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf. The base game Clank Catacombs has been in the top 10 twice, the last time back in March of 2023. Last time's number 1 is down to number 7, Wormspan Dragon Academy, by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games. Meanwhile, the base game, Wormspan, climbs from 8 to 6. It is also by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games. And what's that you say? Another game with Span in the title? Well, yes. Climbing 2 to number 5 is Wingspan, the original, by Elizabeth Hargrave and published by Stonemaier Games. Also climbing 1 for the second time in a row, from 6 to 5 to 4, is Finspan, by David Gordon and Michael O'Connell, published by Stonemaier Games. Whew. Re-entering at number 3, Emberleaf, by Frank West and James Tomblin, published by the City of Games. This is its second appearance. It was last on in July. Debuting at number 2, Origin Story by Jamie Stegmaier and Pete Wissinger, published by Stonemaier Games. But none of those, the half the top 10 that goes to Stonemaier, were not able to capture the number 1 spot, jumping from number 10 last time up to the top spot, Stardew Valley the Board Game by Cole Medeiros, published by Concerned Ape. This is Stardew Valley's 7th time in the top 10 and its 4th time at number 1. The last time it was number 1, the previous number 1s were back in November and December of last year, and then originally its very first appearance back in June of 2022. Well, that's the top 10 according to units sold. What about the top 10 according to revenue? Well, we can guess here that Flip 7 does not make the top 10. It does not even make the top 25. Here's where you see your more expensive games. Not in the top 25 for, well, I guess at number 10, we do have a repeater. It was number 8 on the units list, Clank Catacombs Underworld. But the next 3 games were not in the top 10. In fact, 2 of them not even in the top 25. The first of those is at number 9, Slay the Spire, the board game. It's 4th consecutive month in the top 10 for revenue, going from 9 to 8 to 3, and now back down to 9. At number 21 for units, but number 8 for revenue, is Unmatched Adventures Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then our other one that did not make the top 25 on units, but is in the top 10 for revenue, is at number 7, The Elder Scrolls Betrayal of the Second Era. Like with Slay the Spire, this is its 4th consecutive month on this top 10, going from 4 to 7 to 9, and now back up 2 to 7. The Span games are in reverse order here. In the units list, it was Finspan at 4, Wingspan at 5, Wormspan at 6. Here we have Finspan at 6, Wingspan at 5, Wormspan at 4. But the top 3 are the same. Emberleaf at number 3, Origin Story at number 2, and number 1, according to GTS Distribution for November of 2025, both for units and for revenue, is Stardew Valley, the board game. for Wednesday, December 10th, 2025.